Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Kimmy.
It's nice to talk to you again. We talked a little while ago about greeting cards.
Yes, we did. And now Christmas time is the best time in this fractured world to reconnect with family and friends in a good traditional way.
Well, what a weird year it has been. And of course, now that Christmas is, what, pretty much 5 weeks away, I guess there's a lot of family that aren't going to be together this Christmas.
Yeah, well, look, it's going to be hard to know what Christmas week will look like this year. Some traditions might need to be overhauled a little bit. But, you know, sending a Christmas card is probably the most cost-effective way to let people know that that you're thinking of them and put a smile on their faces.
Well, particularly if they can't be together this year, and it's a very personal thing, isn't it, sending a greeting card?
Yeah, well, it's a lovely thing. You know, we go to our letterboxes. Kimmy, what do we normally find? You know, bills? But how lovely is it when you find a beautiful envelope in there with handwriting on the front, and you feel it, and you go, there's a greeting card in here. Someone's been thinking of me.
Yeah, exactly right.
Then they open it up and it brings a smile to their face.
Because back in the day, you know, we used to send cards all the time. You know, our grandparents loved to send cards. We'd send them to them. And if it was a birthday coming up, you'd send a greeting card. But now with social media, everyone gets lazy and just sends a GIF or something like that.
Indeed, very impersonal. 25 years of the most impersonal way of sending messages via SMS and social media messaging. Let's get back, you know, we got to rebuild our relationships with friends and family. And imagine the smile on the face when they see your handwriting on there, they read your sentiment. And even if your handwriting's a bit crappy, you know, after all these years of using a keyboard, we've lost our handwriting skills, a lot of us. You don't have to write too much. Often it's written in the card. But you can also put in a little photo, a little joke card, some stickers, and a pressed flower or something like that. And really just, you know, you as the sender, when that person gets that card, you're just anticipating the phone call from them saying, wow, I got your card. So it puts a smile on both your faces.
Yeah, it certainly does. And the other thing too is I think a lot of families this year are deciding not to buy physical presents for each other. So a greeting card would be a perfect and loving substitute.
Yeah, well, look, you know, there's a lot of people after this sort of lockdown and stress that we've been through don't have enough money for extravagant presents. But a Christmas card is a solution to that challenge. And, you know, just visit your local newsagent, your local card shop, your local supermarket, gift store. They will have a great range of Christmas cards there. And just pick up a few, send them off. And watch the magic that happens once they receive it, and you'll see how, you know, we'll all come back and celebrate, you know, this life that we have together.
And imagine on Christmas Day, Henry, when we're all doing our Zoom, Skype and FaceTime calls, that you've got a bunch of cards in your hand showing I got your card, I got your card.
Indeed. It's a great conversation starter, isn't it? Yeah, and the great thing, you know, whereas those digital messages, you know, they disappear quickly. But we've all got a mantelpiece and a bookshelf where we put those cards, and they're there for, you know, even once Christmas is done, as we go into January, the quiet time, everyone's having holidays, you've still got those cards there to remind you who really, you know, cared enough, admires you enough, respects you enough that they sent you that card. And then it's a great start to the new year, and you can perhaps put your New Year's resolutions around finding ways to rebuild friendships and relationships with those people.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, around the Christmas tree, we used to have like a string that was attached at both ends, and Mum and Dad would just hang all the Christmas cards on that string. It looked amazing.
Yeah, well, these are, you know, I referred to some traditions might have to change a little bit, but this is one great tradition that will never go. Just pick up some cards from your local store, and also when you receive them, by all means, yes, the Christmas tree. And now is the time to send them. Now, you know, with Australia Post being a little bit slow, grab them now, write them up, stick the stamp on, post them off so that people get them in time so that, yes, you know, hanging them around the bottom of the Christmas tree. Perfect time for that to happen if you send them now. And you get the discounted postage as well.
Bonus. Well, Henry, thank you for your time today, and I wish you a very merry festive season.
Yeah, well, Kimmy, I wish you and your listeners all the best for this Christmas time. It really is the perfect time to rebuild. And just a final parting comment from me. Just remember, you know, in sending a Christmas card, if you make someone happy, you'll be happy too.
You betcha. Thanks, Henry.
Stay happy. Good on you, Kimmy.